This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers rated 4 new bills this week, opposing 3 and supporting 1. Each rating includes a full analysis now live on Cut Engaged, where Colorado residents can read the reasoning behind each position and contact bill sponsors directly. All 4 bills are moving through House committees. 3 would expand government control over firearms dealers, internet service providers, and coal-fired power plants. The 4th would restore local government authority over utility companies that seize private land for transmission projects. Firearms dealers face new mandates despite 0 convictions under existing rules. House Bill 1126 would expand state permitting requirements for firearms dealers, impose new security mandates, and authorize the Department of Revenue to fine dealers up to $100,000 for repeat violations. The bill extends compliance obligations to anyone who controls a dealer's management or policies, broadens record-keeping from handguns to all firearms, and requires dealers to install video surveillance, alarm systems connected to law enforcement, and secured storage for large-capacity magazines. Dealers would also be required to report lost or stolen firearms within 72 hours. The bill's own fiscal note, prepared by the nonpartisan Legislative Council staff, reveals a telling detail. From fiscal year 2022-23 to 2024-25, 0 offenders have been sentenced and convicted for the existing offense of failing to make a record of a firearm transaction. The fiscal note assumes minimal or no additional criminal case filings or convictions under the expanded law. CUT unanimously opposes the bill. This leads one to conclude that the gun shops have been trying to comply with these rules and that the legislature only wants to run gun shops out of business, CUT stated in its analysis. The bill was heard by the House State, Civic, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee on March 2 committee. It is sponsored by Representatives Emily Sirota and Stephen Woodrow, both Democrats of Denver, and Senator Kathy Kipp, a Democrat of Fort Collins. Bill would put internet service under Public Utilities Commission control. House Bill 211 would grant the Public Utilities Commission authority to regulate broadband and voice-over internet protocol services. The commission would gain the power to evaluate provider facilities and issue corrective orders, treating broadband like a traditional public utility. ITUISCUT unanimously opposed the bill. The free market is already incentivized to solve problems such as outages and quality, CUT wrote. This would be extremely expensive for the taxpayer for the next 2 years, and to what advantage to consumers? None. Broadband and VoIP are information services, not utilities. Subjecting them to PUC regulation would impose compliance costs on providers that would ultimately land on consumers, with no clear benefit that the market is not already providing. The bill has been assigned to the House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee. It is sponsored by Representatives Javier Mabry and Tammy Story, both Democrats. Legislature targets coal plants in fight with federal government. House Bill 1226 would impose stricter nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide emission limits on older coal-fired power plants that federal emergency orders have kept running past planned retirement dates. The bill requires quarterly cost transparency reports, empowers the PUC to approve replacement generation, and allows utilities to issue ratepayer-backed bonds to cover the costs of complying with federal orders. The legislation is a direct response to the U.S. Department of Energy's December 30 emergency order, forcing Craig Station Unit 1 in Moffett County to remain open 1 day before its scheduled closure. The order was issued under Section 22. C of the Federal Power Act, which allows the Energy Department to keep plants running during emergencies. Keeping the Craig plant open through March alone could cost $20 million, according to a Grid Strategies report prepared for the Sierra Club. Even Senator Dylan Roberts, a Democrat whose northwestern Colorado district includes Craig and the affected coal communities, said he was not consulted before the bill was introduced. I am just learning about this bill now, as I was not consulted prior to its introduction, Roberts said, adding, I believe the people of Northwest Colorado should be leading this conversation, rather than having it driven by political messaging from Washington, D.C. or Denver. CUT opposes the bill. They forget or don't care about the people this will hurt, all consumers of electricity, with the huge rate increases that will occur, not to mention the continuing rising utility rates currently being paid, CUT stated. With 25 sponsors, all Democrats, the bill signals a legislative priority push, but its cost consequences fall on every ratepayer in the state. The House Committee on Energy and Environment has already referred the bill to appropriations with amendments. The prime sponsors are Representatives Meg Frolick of Englewood and Jenny Wilford of North Glenn, and Senators Lisa Cutter and Mike Wiseman, all Democrats. Bipartisan bill would stop utilities from seizing land before local approval. House Bill 1278 would require investor-owned electric utilities to obtain local government land use approvals before initiating condemnation proceedings for high-voltage transmission projects. Under current practice, utilities can assert eminent domain over private land before securing any local permits, leaving landowners and local governments with no say until after the seizure process has begun. CUT supports the bill. They have been circumventing the authority of local government to protect the rights of their citizens by asserting condemnation powers over the landowners in advance of any local approval, CUT wrote. This unlawful land grab needs to be stopped. The bill has drawn rare bipartisan support with 19 sponsors from both parties. It is scheduled for a hearing before the House Energy and Environment Committee on March 5th. The prime sponsors are Representative Chris Richardson, a Republican, and Senators Rod Pelton, a Republican, and Mark Snyder, a Democrat. All four bills are active in committee. CUT Engaged lets you read the full analysis behind each rating and send a message directly to the bill sponsors. Visit CUT Engaged to take action before these bills move to the floor. And now, Kim's perspective. Four bills, three of them bad, one of them good. That is the kind of ratio Colorado taxpayers have come to expect from this legislature. When the state's own fiscal note shows zero convictions under existing firearms dealer rules, and the response is to pile on $100,000 fines and security mandates, you know the goal is not public safety, it is control. Colorado residents deserve to know what is happening under the Gold Dome, and CUT Engaged gives them the tools to push back. Use them. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.